Welcome to the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast, a podcast for ambitious people in the pursuit to hit new and extraordinary levels in life. A space where we learn to break our negative addictions and our negative patterns and pursue healthier habits and embrace healthy doses of dopamine while living a more purposeful life. We are here to uncover practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert insights that will empower you to pursue your dreams and make them a reality. We are talking all things from business, leadership, health, investments, marketing, and relationships. So you'll want to grab your coffee and get comfortable as we push ourselves to grow by being uncomfortable. This is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. Real quick, before we dive into today's show, there's one super simple way that you can help support our show, and it is by hitting the follow button at the top of the podcast page. This helps us in more ways than I can begin to explain, and it allows me to show up with you week after week and do what we do. Thank you so much for supporting us, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Episode 9, Branding 101. This is going to be your go-to episode if you are a new business owner, a current business owner, or a future business owner. If you have a dream to launch a business of any sort, or if you already have a business, then this episode is going to be for you. Whether you've launched already, or maybe you want to revamp or relaunch, get more customers, this is going to have all the tools in this episode that can be used for your business at any point in time. Today's show is going to be packed with a ton of information on not only identifying your brand, but it's going to follow with an episode on how to market it. As our show goes on, we will continue to dive deeper into branding and marketing. It's one of my favorite topics, but I wanted to first start with the basics as usual. And I want to make sure that we have our foundation covered before we dive deep. Today, we are going to be diving into all of the formulas for brand clarity and mind mapping all of the avenues to explore when creating your brand. We are decoding the DNA of a successful brand and equipping you with the essential tools to unlock the boundless potential of your business. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out, this episode is going to empower you to sculpt a brand identity that captivates hearts and minds. Also, a disclaimer, what I'm about to share, it does not have to be done perfectly. I'm in the process of rebranding my personal account, building a brand on my podcast account, and maintaining brands on other accounts. And there are only so many hours in the day unless you're obviously outsourcing. So again, use this episode as a tool and start making your adjustments little by little. You can come back and listen to it as you clear a few hours in your week to take the action for everything that we are about to go over. The first principle that we need to be clear on is that there are multiple elements to a brand: how it speaks, who it speaks to, how it looks visually, the values and the purpose of the brand, the experience the brand provides, and the contribution from the brand. It's a 360 experience. And I narrow this down into three different segments. I call it the three V's, which is verbal, visual, and valuable. If you have a new business, future business, or current business, if you haven't done this already, our first step is going to be getting as clear as possible on all aspects of our brand, especially these three V's. For me, it's super helpful to take out a whiteboard when I am getting clear on this for the first time. You might want to take out a pen and paper, maybe your phone notes, whatever it is that you like to take notes on, but I like to see it somewhere where I kind of spread it out in one big place and kind of view and put the pieces together. But there's a lot we are going to be sorting out when building and identifying and getting clarity on our brand. So before we go into defining our brand, let's consider what our goal and the purpose of this brand is. Are you looking to enroll people into your online coaching business? Are you looking to acquire more visibility and potential clients to your law firm potentially? Maybe your brick and mortar business, you are looking to bring more people through the doors, looking to sell a specific product or service, inspire in fashion or the beauty industry, or to promote your affiliate business or your Like to Know It account, or maybe you're just looking to build a community for a future business or product launch that is going to take place for you. Right now, we just need to define what the current goal is going to be. Now that we have your main goal written down, we're going to break it down even further into targets. What is our goal 1 month from now or 1 month from launch? What is the goal 3 months from launch or 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months? What are those targets? And if you're not sure what those targets are, how many clients you want to get, how many views you want to have, how many listens, how many followers, you want to add to your community, whatever it is, then you may want to do industry research on what the standard is and what the average is, and then create your target placement from there. But to give you an example, a segment of my brand is, of course, this podcast, which provides me a channel to be able to communicate with my community and to be able to provide value and also to build my platform for a larger purpose. When building out the segment of this aspect of my brand, I researched the industry standards for podcast launches. I looked up what were the first week averages for all podcast launches. How many listens should I expect for an average? What is the average length of time it takes for a podcast to be quote unquote successful? And then I also did math equations from my total follower count across all platforms. Usually for when in sales and online sales, the goal should be always to at least be able to convert 1% of your total follower account into customers. And so I did the math, how many listens would I need in order to convert 1% of my total following across all platforms. I did my research, and then that's how I figured out my weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly targets. So obviously for me, it's going to be different. My business is different. Every business that I launch is going to be different. Maybe this is where you want to press pause and you want to think about this and write this down if you have the time to do so, or this is where you're going to come back. But that is the first step, is to write down the goal and then your target. So now that we have the goal, we need to follow the usual formula of finding our why to that goal. The reason why we need a why is the same as any. If you are building something legitimate, in order to create longevity and sustainability, there must be purpose behind it, not only for your mindset and for the sake of yourself and your own drive, but also for your consumer and your customer as well. Your brand will go so much further when your consumer has a clear vision of where you want to take it or why you are doing what you want to do. Another aspect of your brand that you want to consider is how your brand is going to potentially be giving back. What higher purpose do you support? Will a percentage of your profits be going towards something of the greater good, donating to a cause? If your brand is similar to another brand, this could be a differentiator when comparing apples to apples. People love to support, put their hard-earned money towards a higher purpose when they are in a comparison of which way do I go? Which company should I choose from? It's not only a beautiful thing to do as we strive to make the world a better place, it can also be a write-off as well as a strong selling point to your consumer in supporting you. So imagine me, I have my whiteboard, I have my goals here, my targets down here. Then I'm going to put my purpose, my values, what I'm going to be supporting. And then the next step is I'm going to get clear on who this brand is for. What problem does it solve? Who is asking for the problem to be solved? Who needs this? And this is where you build your avatar. The avatar is going to be your potential client, your customer, your ideal audience. The more clear you can get on your avatar, the better. Is your avatar mostly female or male? Maybe we're not defining sex. If you can name your avatar, that helps as well. The more clear you can be on your avatar, the easier your brand messaging will be. However, don't feel like you have to extremely niche down. Although being super niche is helpful, I believe it is preference, and you can still have a ton of success without putting yourself in a box. But if you niche more now and then slowly expand outside of your niche, that is also going to be highly beneficial for your brand and usually is the best route. But for me, it is something I've always strayed away from, is being super niche, but it is one of the best things that you could do for yourself. And how they say to do this is, instead of thinking about it as going a mile wide and only an inch deep, go an inch wide with your niche and then a mile deep with everything that supports your niche. If you are just launching your business or in the pre-launch phase or ideation phase, here's a random example of how you can reach extreme clarity with your niche. Let's say my niche is marketing for small business owners. If we go one level down for that, my niche is Instagram marketing for small business owners. Now, if we take it one step further, two levels down, my niche is Instagram marketing for small business owners who currently don't have a large following. So we just got a little bit more clear. And then if we go another level down, three levels down, my niche is Instagram marketing for small business owners who currently don't have a large following and who have a beauty salon selling beauty services. This would be extremely niche. It's going to market to all beauty salon owners who are looking into marketing their business on Instagram. Now, remember, you don't have to put yourself in that box, but the more specific that you get, the easier it is. So continuing on to extreme clarity for your avatar, which if you already have an established business, you can come back to redefining your avatar and getting extreme clarity on this if you have not already done this. And here are some questions you can ask yourself to help you get clear. Number one, you're going to want to write out a description of one person that could have a life-changing experience because they came across your brand. Who could this brand extremely help? The next question, number two, what's their age range? Also want to know this for when running ads. Number three, are we defining their sex? Number four, level of education or awareness. What do they currently already know? Number five, are they employed? Are they unemployed? If they are employed, what are they likely doing? What type of employment? Number six, what are their qualities? Number seven, what do they like? Number eight, what do they struggle with? You really want to try and get into the mind of your avatar. What questions are they typing into Instagram, Google, wherever to get their answers and to improve the problem that you're going to be able to solve? So that's number nine. What questions are they searching for? Number 10, what don't they like? What gives them the ick? Number 11, what are their dreams? What are their aspirations? Where do they want to go? Number 12, where do they hang out? What are they doing? What social media platforms are they on? If they're on, let's say, Facebook and their brand niche is a tired mom who is exhausted and wants to find a new opportunity but can't go back to corporate because she has duties to be at home with the baby, but she wants to do something that fills her soul, but she can't really identify what it is, you're able to go into a Facebook group and go see what the moms are saying there. And that's going to be able to give you more information on their qualities, how they're feeling, what they need, what they're struggling with. So those are the 12 questions that you can ask, write down, and journal on to really get clear on your avatar. And if you don't know the answer to these questions, start doing research. So an example is like the Facebook group. Google in yourself. Ask people that you know that are similar to your avatar from what you've identified so far. Ask people to get on a call with you. If you can think of someone that is a perfect example of your avatar, ask them if you can pick their brain. Hey, would you mind helping me out? I have a few questions. I'm trying to build a business right now or build a brand. I want to just pick your mind because I think that this might be something that you would be interested in and you might be able to potentially help me see some things that I'm missing. People love to help you out, so don't be afraid to ask friends, family, friends of friends, acquaintances to pick their brain. They will love to do that. And they also love to be a part of something. And the more people you can get to feel like they are a part of your brand before even launching your brand, the higher success your brand launch is going to be because people love to feel like they were in on it and they did something for it. So ask people, ask them their interests, ask them their pain points. And this is going to also help you build content and tailor showing up for your avatar's needs. So make sure that you're taking excellent notes because it's something that you're probably going to want to come back and refer to. So on my whiteboard, we now have really gotten clear on our avatar. Maybe I actually have written this down in the notes of my phone as well. That way it's always with me and I can see it. Now we're going to write out who our ideal client is, just a little blurb based off of what we've kind of visualized from the questions we've answered so far. So if we're going to use my personal brand, my ideal client is I want to help men and women that are in their 20s to 30s expedite their road to success, help them realize their potential and the clear path to how to accomplish their business goals while also actively becoming more self-aware and leveling up their mindset in the process by doing the work. I want to help people create additional streams of income and get started with their dream career path and live healthier, fulfilled life that matches their potential and ambition. So how am I going to do this? Number one, a podcast. This helps me provide value and content to my community in long form content style instead of being boxed into a minute and a half reel on social media. I can also do this by providing a digital course, which is coming in the future. I'd like to also do an app. I have multiple books that I'm in the process of writing, one that just finished. I have a blog that is launching on my website, thriving social channels, which to make them thrive even more. There's only so much time in the day. I need to start outsourcing better. And then building community, continuing to build community, community challenges. I want to have fitness challenges, mental health challenges, the whole nine yards. So now I have clear vision on not only what is my ideal client, but how I'm going to serve them. And then I have additionally how I'm going to direct them access to all of those things. So a funnel is usually where we start. So as I'm mapping out all of the things that I want to provide for my personal brand, for my ideal customer, how am I going to put this into one place? I look at my website and my funnel, what needs to be on my website for very clear messaging. So then I have bullets under website and funnel. And now I'm writing this on my whiteboard. I need to have on my website an intro to who I am, how I can help, very clear messaging. I need to have my freebies, my products, because those freebies, when you have freebies available on your platforms, this also funnels people into your email list, which you can provide people value there. And they can also potentially become paying customers one day as you provide more products and opportunities for them as you continue to elevate your business. So I have my website and funnel with the intro to who I am, how I can help, the free products to grow the email list and to continue to provide the value. I have a TikTok series, which has value and is also creating revenue stream. I have links to my social channels on my website. I have a collaborate with me page on my website for brand deals, a place for them to go to and to get information on what my requirements are. I have the blog where I'm able to repurpose all of my podcast content onto a readable format and also share travel tips and other things that I like to share, which are travel, health, and personal mindset, personal growth type of things, which also align with my avatar. The next thing I'm writing down is who do I need to be in order to live my brand? So you can visualize your brand, but if we're talking personal brand, you need to also make sure you are living it. I can't be giving information on health and giving information on personal development and mindset if I'm not doing that work myself. So now I have a list of bullets of who I need to be in order to live my brand. I need to go to bed early. I need to wake up early. I need a time block. I need to be doing my fitness and my health daily, consistency, read and write daily, have my reading and writing streaks, work towards my dreams daily, content creation weekly, clean house, a clean car, clean finances, clean phone, clean notes, consistent AF. That is who I need to be in order to live the brand that I am helping others to aspire to be as well. So now that we have dug into what makes the brand, this is the fun part. We are going to define it by thinking about the qualities of the brand. What is the mood? What is the energy? And then also what makes the brand unique? Why do people want to come to me? Why do they want to come to my page consistently? And what are my top five value content pillars? This is very important. And if this part is difficult to you when it comes to figuring out what your top five value content pillars are. Again, this is where you can utilize your friends, your families, the people that you work with, the people that are closest to you, and ask them to describe you. Just call them and say, very random question, don't ask questions, but if you were talking about me to someone, I want you to describe me, my personality traits, just give me a description of me, what I'm good at, what I like, where I excel, my strengths, my weaknesses, anything you want to say, go for it. And then take notes off of what they say, and then go ask your next best friend or your next family member, and then make sure you are paying attention to the commonalities. And also don't get defensive if they say anything funky. Feedback is good. It's just something to note. Okay, going back to the example of my personal brand and my content pillars, what my page has to offer when people come to it, and what makes me me. So my top five personal branding content pillars, this is what I would be building all of my content off of on my social media pages and my website and potentially even my podcast. But it would be entrepreneurship, business, mindset, personal growth, leveling up. That would be content pillar one, number one. Are you surprised? super passionate about those topics. So that's essentially one. There's some subtopics in there. And then number two is going to be fashion and home decor. I love shopping. I love sharing outfits. I love sharing home decor when I'm in that vibe. Right now, I'm not really in that vibe. But when I am, I love to share that kind of stuff and share links to the products that I find and where I got them from. And then number three, affiliate product linking, my Amazon finds, the books that I'm reading would be under my Amazon finds, Like to Know It, beauty products that I share that have helped me and that I really enjoy. Number four, branding pillar point, would be travel and recommendations. Whenever I'm traveling, I love to share everywhere that I went and what to do, what not to do. And then number five, health and fitness. If someone comes to my page, it should be clear why they want to follow me, because my bio is optimized with my pillars and how I can help them, which we will talk about in our social media strategy episode, but also because a quick scroll on my page shows my consistency around these topics, which builds trust that if they press follow, I will continue to show up with valuable information on these topics. Now, again, remember, I am in the leveling up my own personal brand phase. My Instagram is not fully optimized the way that I would like it to be. Most of my focus has been going to the branding of the podcast page right now. But going back to my personal brand, now that we have defined what the content pillars are, now we go into the fun part of what the energy and the mood is. What is the energy for the brand? Is it fun? Is it sparky? Is it professional? Do I have a trademarked way that I'm greeting my audience when I talk to them on camera? For instance, on the podcast, I usually will say, hello, hello, my friends. But if I'm on social media, am I saying, what's up, bestianas? What's up, party people? Alex Earle, she's one of the most famous influencers right now. Every time she ends her video, she says, bye. What is your branded thing? And you don't have to have a branded thing, but it doesn't hurt to have one if it comes to you naturally. Don't force it. But what is the energy for this brand? Is there informational clips only? Is it quotes? Is it motivational? Is it cinematic? Is it a vlog behind the scenes style? Is it collaborative? Is it colorful? Is it moody? So now that we have our direction, we know our why, we know our pillars, we have an overview of the energy and the mood, our goals, our targets, we can now move into the elements of our brand. So now let's flip to a blank page in our notebook and we're going to mind map the three V's, or maybe we're doing this on our whiteboard. And mind mapping is going to be, remember when we were in elementary school, they taught us to make a spider web with our ideas. And basically what we're going to do is write in the middle of the page the name of our business or brand, and we're going to circle it. And then we're going to draw three separate lines from that circle in different directions with the three V's. We'll put visual circled in the top left. We'll put verbal circled in the top right. And then we'll put valuable circled at the bottom. And then 3 to 5 lines from each of those circles where we will dive deeper into those three topics. So circled in the center, we're going to continue to use me as an example. We'll say Kristen Slonicki's brand or whatever we want to call it, Kristen Slonicki online business mentor. And then we go to the first circle sprouting to it and let's call it the first V, visual. And we're going to be thinking about the mood of the brand. What is the aesthetic? What are the colors? What are the fonts? The more consistent we can make our brand, the more memorable it will become. Using the same fonts and coloring can be more important than we sometimes give it credit for. So for the visual, this is one of my favorite parts. You're going to want to make a brand board. A brand board is a visual representation that you can send to anyone that is assisting you with this project for them to have a solid understanding of the vibe that you're going for. So photographers, videographers, content creators, assistants, potential producers, a brand board is going to be the visual representation of your starting line. There are brand board templates that you can use for free on Canva. That's where I created mine. And for inspiration on brand boards or fonts or colors, you can always go to Pinterest and type in something like 2024 brand aesthetic or whatever the vibe is that you're going for. Maybe you're going for a 90s or 80s aesthetic, 2024 brand board inspo, unique brand board, Gen Z brand board, font pairings, 2024 brand color pairing. Get your inspiration if it's not already in your mind. And then on your brand board, you're going to add 3 to 6 fonts that you want to consistently use with your marketing materials. You're going to add 5 to 10 colors that you want to use in all of your content templates and your logo, potentially everything that you're making. We want to kind of generally stick to these 5 to 10 colors. colors. And then with three of those colors, those being the primary, so highlighting those, and then maybe some image inspo for your up and coming photo shoots for the brand, as well as this is a great place to put your brand's values and missions that you have already established. The brand board is also where you're going to be able to begin the journey into your marketing. So creating marketing templates based off of your brand guidelines, which that's going to be all in our next episode as we dive into the world of marketing 101 when starting your business or revamping your business. But we just want to be extremely clear on how we want our brand to visually flow. So our first sprout of the visual mind map is going to be the brand board. Our second sprout is going to be consistent marketing templates. Within that, you can kind of explore, are you going to be creating those on your own? Are you creating them in Canva? Do you have a friend helping you? Are you going to be outsourcing for that? Fiverr, Upwork, it's a really simple place that you can outsource marketing templates. And then the third sprout is going to be where people can see and find your brand. So this is where you're going to kind of mind map where that's going to be. Are you going to have billboards? Are you going to be in magazines? Are you doing a commercial? I mean, that's kind of the old school way of doing it, unless you are a law firm. But for most of us, we're going to be marketing on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, email lists, newsletters, PR articles. You can get in contact with people to help you get PR articles out on Upwork. Are you going to be on LinkedIn? Are you going to be featured in podcasts? Are you going to be on other people's podcasts? Are you creating your own podcast? Are you going to be on YouTube? Flyers around town? Are you going to have influencer affiliates? That's one of the best ways to market is influencer marketing. So write all of that out. How are you going to be seen? And if you need to make a sprout from that particular circle with how you're going to accomplish that exposure, then do so. How many hours per week do you need to set aside? Are you going to be bringing on help? Do you have an intern potentially that can help? Are you going to be outsourcing? Do you need to find freelancers or a management? Get all of that written down for what is needed in order to make the visual happen. And then something to keep in mind is if you're wearing all of the hats in the beginning, create trainings as you go for everything that you are creating and as you are learning, and take notes as you learn or master each skill, and then put them all in a Google Drive. That way, when you're ready to hire someone, you don't need to take a ton of time or fall behind because you have to spend a bunch of time training them. Everything is already prepared and ready for them to come in, watch the trainings, and just step into the role that you had been doing prior. Additionally, under visual, you likely need to draw another connecting sprout. I keep calling it sprout, but I don't know, spider web, another line, another circle, highlighting your photo shoot marketing. Who is the face of your brand? Do you have a mascot? Are you hiring a videographer, a photographer? Are you purchasing equipment? Are you doing your own photo shoot? Are you scheduling a photo shoot or video shoot? When it is scheduled, what is the vibe for the shoot? What is the time that you're able to set aside in order to put all of this together and to produce this photo shoot? And if you are doing a photo shoot, then you can repeat the process for your brand board by creating a photo shoot inspiration board. And I'll usually do two inspiration boards when I do this. I'll do a collage of photos that I collect on Pinterest. And on one board, it will be the lighting, the mood, aesthetic. And I'll just put all of the photos that align with the lighting, mood, and the aesthetic. And then on the next one, I'm going to put the wardrobe, the props, and the pose inspiration for the shoot. And then this makes it very simple for me to explain my vision and my goals for the photographer or the models or the videographer or anyone I'm working with on the project. And then for myself to just kind of visualize when actually modeling or producing the shoot. And then this step for the visual is one of the first things that you want to do when launching and or revamping, because photographers, they can book out pretty far out sometimes, not to mention having to wait to get your edits back, which you'll want them back as soon as possible when you're producing your marketing material. Also packaging, this is something that you want to take in consideration and maybe make another spider sprout for, is what does your packaging look like visually? Do you have consistent brand note that comes along with your orders? For my online fashion website, I had this really cute glossy Polaroid that I would put in all of my packaging. And on the front, it was a picture of one of our models in one of our best-selling dresses. And then it had the brand name on the front with the little heart. And then when you flipped it over, it looked like my handwriting. And it just said, thank you so much for supporting us and for purchasing with us. A portion of our profits are going to be going to XYZ. We hope for you to come back to us. Please use code BEST SD for 10% off of your next order or something like that. So what I'm doing there is it's just a nice thank you note. Plus there is a call to action for a return customer. Just something nice and a little surprise to add in a personal touch for that business when orders were received. Also for visual, do you need a logo? Are you going to create your own logo? You can do this through Fiverr or Upwork. Honestly, people pay a lot of money for logos that I feel like you can just create yourself. So I'm a little biased on that, but I highly suggest not spending a fortune on a logo unless you're super fancy. And also, I guess that depends on what your business is that you are launching. Also for visual, do you have a website for your consumers to see all your offerings or a link tree and your bio? I used to use Unfold for this, which is an app where it enabled me to put all of my links in one place. But a lot of people use StandStore. There's a lot of different things that you can do. I don't know why I was told at one point that Linktree is not good for your algorithms. No idea if that's true or not. But if you have a website, what does the website entail? Does your brand have merch? This would go under visual as well. Is merch going to be in the second phase of your launch, in the third phase of your launch? When is that going to take place on your goal list? And when does the merch drop? What will it be like? What are the vibes? Again, this is a good time to repeat the process with a brand board for your merch inspo to be translated from your mind to a collage to help communicate your vision to anyone that may be helping you, or for you to just see clearly as you continue to build the ideation phase of that visual aspect of your brand. So as you can see, I am just word vomiting everything that I want you to be considering when it comes to your 3Vs. So there's many more things that we could go into, but these are really good, strong, foundational aspects to explore when creating and building out your brand ideation or the revamp for your brand. The more clear and organized you can lay it all out, the better it's going to flow as it rolls out. Also, just a side note on the mind map, putting it all out there or listening to an episode like this, as you're drawing it out, it is very valuable to write all of this out and just to be able to see it. And you'll be surprised what ideas pull out of you. Okay, let's move on to the verbal sprout of the mind map. Who is your brand speaking to? So we've already kind of gone into this a little bit when we were identifying your avatar. So you've already kind of figured out who our audience is, but who's going to be doing the speaking? Is it you? Are you the face of your brand? Are you the spokesperson for your brand? Do you have an influencer speaking for your brand? Is there any friends of yours who can help get the message out as a favor? Are you delivering the message alone? Are you going to have guests? Are you going to have collabs? And then similar to visual, we're going to now do a mind map sprout from the verbal on how we are going to actually deliver it. Are we going to be delivering it and being heard from social media platforms? Everything listed in visual. Will you be running ads? If so, do another sprout for ads. What is the marketing budget there? Explore everything you need for ads. How am I going to learn to run the ads if that's something is necessary? Do I know anyone that runs ads that I can reach out to and utilize? Another sprout. What are your dream goals for the verbal messages? Do you have dream guests or dream collaborators or dream influencers? Do you have a dream promotion? For instance, do you want to be on the Today Show with this product? Do you want to be on Shark Tank? It wouldn't hurt to have a manifestation sprout here as well. So really dig deep into as many aspects of verbal and delivering the message as possible. And then we're going to go into our third sprout, which is going to be value. How can we be as valuable as possible as a brand? So this is where we're going to go back to our values, our goals, and connecting to that to how we are going to deliver it. Who can help with the messaging? How can we continuously level up our value? Are we going to have referral programs? Are we going to have points or a VIP program? Is that going to be, again, a phase one aspect of our business, phase two, phase three, short-term, mid-term, long-term plan, which we've already begun to figure out in previous activities. But what products do we need to be successful for this brand? If we're launching a podcast, do we need to have better mics? Do we need to have better cameras? What is the time to create and to produce the value each week? What ongoing education for continued mastery so my value continues to increase in what I'm delivering with this brand? With who am I going to seek mentorship and have that continued education from? So a sprout for connecting and seeking advice, feedback, mentorship. This is going to be so valuable for your brand because a second set of eyes on your brand and or project is going to always be so extremely helpful and valuable. Let's also add a sprout on this portion of the mind map for our freebies. So this is where you can explore the freebies. What free value can I provide to entice people and for them to better understand the value of the main product I'm offering? And then you could just go on and on and on and let your sprouts and your ideas flow as you continue to mind map. My next piece of advice after we have completed our mind map is to flip to the next page and go as deep as you can. So set a 25-minute timer on a blank page without asking Google yet, without asking ChatGPT, and write as many topics as you can on how you can share your business or your brand. So for instance, here's an example. I'm going to set my timer. I'm promoting a beauty brand. Here are 10 ways that I could share this brand. Number one, why our products over other products. Number two, top three favorite products in my routine. Number three, personal results from the products. Number four, pricing comparison and value of the products. Number five, unique specific ingredients and how our products set apart or why they are important. Number six, benefits of the products. Number seven, how the products make me personally feel. Number eight, reviews, testimonials of the products from other customers. Number nine, what's the longevity of the products? How long are they going to last me? And then number 10, maybe I was hesitant when I first was checking out the products, why I was hesitant, why I had skepticism, and then how I feel now. So stories always sell, but there you go. Those were 10 very different topics all about the same thing. So that's kind of the vibe of what you want to be doing for your brand. You're going to have to probably really think about this. And then once you've done this, don't skip ahead to ChatGPT, but once you have done this, ask ChatGPT the same and it's going to spit out a ton for you as well. But get creative on your own first, dig deep, create a long list of ways you can share your brand and your mission. That way creating the marketing and the content for it is easy. And I promise you, you're going to do a better job than ChatGPT is because you just got super clear on what your brand is. And our next episode is going to take you hand in hand with the next step, which is marketing this brand. And I'm so excited for you to hear this episode because I give you all of my secrets for having successful launches. I just launched, I think this is my seventh business, this podcast. And so I do have a ton of experience. I have done a ton of research. Branding and marketing are very tightly intertwined and they do go hand in hand. Branding sets the foundation. Branding is about defining your identity, the values, and what sets you apart from your competitors. And it's the essence of who you are as a business. And effective branding creates distinct personality that resonates with your target audience. So that's why having consistency on colors and fonts and messaging is important because it makes people recognize you. And then marketing communicates the brand. So marketing activities such as advertising, promotions, content creation, public relations are all means of communicating your brand to the world. And then marketing strategies and tactics are designed to convey your brand's messages, values, and offerings to potential customers. And then consistency is key. So successful branding relies on consistent messaging and imagery across all marketing channels, from social media posts to print ads. Every touch point should reinforce the brand identity and establish this through your branding efforts. This is what creates trust, trust, trust. This is what is crucial for your brand, is that consistency. And then you have a feedback loop. Marketing campaigns can then provide you valuable feedback for refining and evolving your brand by gauging the audience's reactions and engagement with marketing initiatives. And then your business, it can adjust its branding strategies to better resonate with your avatar, your target market. Nothing is locked in stone. You're never completely locked into a box. You can always evolve and innovate, and that feedback loop helps you do so. So having real conversations with your consumers is very important as well. And then lastly, effective branding fosters a sense of trust, like I just mentioned, and loyalty among customers, which creates that community. So consistent images, colors, fonts, faces, it helps people remember you and it helps you stand out in the crowd of millions of videos that are on our For You pages. And then the marketing effort then capitalizes on this by reinforcing the brand's reputation and cultivating long-term relationships with community. And this is how you differentiate in a crowded market. It's competitive out there. It's competitive market. So strong branding combined with strategic marketing branding can help businesses stand out from the crowd. And really good branding, it doesn't really matter what your product is if the branding is that good. But obviously, we want to be selling and sharing good opportunities. But by creating a unique identity and effectively communicating it to consumers, companies can carve out their own niche and attract super loyal customers and cult-like following sometimes. I mean, just look at the Swifties. She has branded herself like no other. There's so many lessons we can learn from her. And I'm not even a Swiftie. It's just, I really admire the way that she markets herself. So in essence, to wrap this up, branding lays the foundation by defining who you are, while marketing amplifies that message to attract and engage your audience. And then together they perform a powerful synergy that drives business growth and then fosters community relationships. So this is where I will leave you. On our next episode, we will dive into the world of marketing, and then we will take it to social media growth strategies and building communities. But getting your brand vision clear is step one. So please utilize this episode, share it with a friend that needs this, share it with a business partner that needs it, share it with someone that is launching a business. You sharing this helps us so much. And if you have not already, please, please, please press the follow button either on Spotify or Apple or both. And that helps in more ways that I can articulate. And if you really are feeling the love, then please leave us a review, but make sure you put your first and last name on it so I know who you are and I can feature you. I would appreciate it so much. This helps us show up for you week after week. Hit the follow button. Thank you so much for showing up with us today. My name is Kristen Slonicki. I will see you next week. And this is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast.